Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and the state of Texas adopting and enforcing a near total ban on abortion, the San Antonio City Council created something called the Reproductive Justice Fund. What that fund will do exactly is now being worked out by the City Council. And the big question is, will it be used to help some in San Antonio access abortion freedom in other states where there is abortion legal? Texas District 8 City Council Member Manny Pelaez last week expressed his concerns about using the fund for that purpose. Councilmember Pelaez is also now running for mayor, as is Councilmember John Courage, and others are expected to also enter the race. But Councilman Pelaez is with us in the studio today to talk about his concerns and to hear from you. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org. And Councilman Pelaez, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for inviting me. It's nice to see you.
It's great to see you, too. We can take advantage of this format.
Yeah.
You're not just a soundbite. This is a complex issue where there's a lot to weigh on whether or not the city of San Antonio should use its funds and to pay for some people to go out of state to get a legal abortion. So where are you on that?
On the most important part of this issue, I am firmly entrenched in the pro-choice camp. I don't think that government should ever get between a woman and the relationship between her and her doctor. I don't think government should ever tell a woman what to do with her body. I do believe abortion is healthcare. I do think that people should have the right to obtain and access that healthcare. The problem is that City Council set aside $500,000, which in the grand scheme of things is not a lot of money when you compare it to our budget, which is approaching $3.8 billion. $500,000 for something called a reproductive fund. That reproductive fund has been examined by and analyzed by city staff. Their proposal to City Council is that of that $500,000, we use $100,000 for downstream services, which would include transportation for women from San Antonio to other states so they can access abortion. To date, we have paid out $130,000+ in attorney's fees without even having voted yet on what to do with this money. Once it's voted on, and if it's going to be used for, if that $100,000 will be used for transportation for women to other states to obtain abortions, the attorney's fees in defending that spend will eclipse the $100,000, right? And so my fear is, and my concern, is that what we're aiming for here is the creation of a $100,000 victory, which at the end of the day will be a Pyrrhic victory, right? A victory that costs the victor so much that it might as well have been a defeat. I don't think that on a divisive issue, on such a divisive issue like abortion, that the city council should be spending tax dollars to transport women abroad, across state lines, when what we could be doing is finding ways for us to tackle things around which everybody could rally, right? Access to vaccinations for HPV virus, giving women navigation and education on how to access Medicare, Medicaid, how to, and teaching kids and young people about healthy relationships and how to take care of themselves and also how to avail themselves of their rights. And then lastly, you know, I do think that people need to remember that cities aren't all things to all people, right? We have a state legislature, we have a federal legislature. This is where the issue is broken, right? And no matter how much we want to solve the issue, I don't think locally we're going to do that, which is why you and I were talking before the show started about voting. Too few people vote, and we need to make sure to get out there and vote. And if this issue is important to you, get out there and vote and fix Austin and fix DC once and for all.
Well, San Antonio is not going to be able to fix Austin and fix DC because the, you know, Texas is a big state.
Yeah.
There's lots of votes all across the state that are very much in favor of the voting Republican no matter what. And so telling San Antonians that go fix Austin in order so we can deal with abortion is really not a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but there are many people in San Antonio who want the city council to fund the out-of-state abortion access, because for some people in the state, San Antonio, that's the only way they're going to be able to access an abortion.
I respect those opinions, right? There's also many people out there that would rather see us use that money to house homeless people, to help women in domestic violence situations find shelter, to feed families who are dependent upon the food bank. And so there will always be people with strong opinions one way or another. My job as a city council person is to be a steward of tax dollars to make sure that we are impacting people in the most... In the most meaningful way, and leveraging those dollars, stretching those dollars so that we can help the most people, you know, at once. And so I understand and I respect all the arguments, right, for spending that $100,000. I do think, however, that it's our job to find ways to bring more people around issues and get them to rally around things that we can all get behind, right? In this one instance, I can't think of a more divisive issue in the United States than abortion. And again, while me telling folks go vote may not be the solution, $100,000 isn't the solution either.
Well, saying it's a divisive issue or the most divisive issue, that can be challenged, because there is polling that shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans do support reinstatement of Roe v. Wade. And, you know, we're talking 70% of voters. Mm-hmm. We're seeing votes cast across the state, United States, even places like in Kansas, where people vote in favor of restoration of reproductive rights, abortion rights. So it's not that divisive. It's pretty clear to the majority of voters they want to have something like Roe v. Wade. So... How do you see it as divisive?
It's so divisive, in fact, that political consultants who help manage races understand that this is where you mine for gold if you're running in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are spent on messaging around this one divisive issue, right? And so whether or not 70% of the people agree with it or not, which I agree with you, I agree with those numbers. I think the majority of America agrees that abortion needs to be rare but legal, and that it should be something that everybody should be able to access. I'm trying to, as you're speaking, trying to think of a more divisive issue in the United States than this one, right? Along political lines, that where you get the tribes all showing up for the fight and screaming and yelling. It's my job, right, to spend that money as wisely as possible. And I think, and reasonable minds will disagree, right? But I think that the wisest way to spend that money is on issues around which everybody can rally behind, like giving women more access to healthcare by way of navigators, helping women find more housing, helping them find jobs, helping them with vaccinations.
All right, we're going to take another break. This is a one-minute break, and we will be right back with City Council Member Manny Pelias, District 8, continuing our conversation about the San Antonio Reproductive Justice Fund, whether or not the city of San Antonio should fund out-of-state abortion travel so some people can access legal abortion. You can call in with your questions and comments. Do you find it to be a divisive issue? Do you think this is something that the city council should stay away from, or is this something that the council should at least make a ideological, some sort of stance, because you think this is important? 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We'll be right back.
Support for TPR comes from La Fonda on Main, honoring the authentic cuisine of interior Mexico since 1932. Open for lunch, brunch, and dinner. More information at lafondaonmain.com.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Manny Pelias, candidate for mayor and also the current city council person for District 8. We're talking about the City of San Antonio Reproductive Justice Fund. He is expressing caution about whether or not city council should allocate dollars that would be used to pay for people to go out of state to get a legal abortion. Our phone line is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, if you want to make a point about that. So we're trying to take advantage of the fact that this is not just a soundbite. We want to give you lots of room to dive into the nuance here. So you're saying you are pro-abortion freedom. You support that.
Correct.
So this is not like anti-abortion, people should not be getting abortion, pro-life kind of a viewpoint, but you're saying we need to avoid the thorny thicket of this divisive issue, also be aware that this could cost the city of San Antonio a lot of money in legal fees, you know, think of Chick-fil-A type right. sort of a, kind of a thing that right. we had here. And it really would accomplish a whole lot. Is that a good summary?
It's a good summary, and you left out one part, right? Which I should have done a better job of driving.
No,
this
that's
point
what we're
home.
Here for.
I have a fiduciary duty to this city, right? My votes and the promise I made in order to get elected over and over and over again, and the promise we all make, right, is that we are going to be stewards of your tax dollars. That sometimes rubs up against our personal, philosophical, ideological. Life and worldviews, right? Additionally, we also have to balance competing interests. And those competing interests are sometimes the voices of people who would rather us spend money in other directions, right? And so we are oftentimes pulled in different directions. The solution the one that to me works most often is trying to get as many voices to the table and figuring out those things around which more people can rally behind than less. And that's why I'm coming to this argument. I'm coming to this issue with that, with this perspective.
All right. So let's go to a caller. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK to hear from you. And we have Earl. And Earl, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. My question has to be, where does the money to keep this as controversial as it is coming from? Because I guarantee you that Mind Your Own Business does not have a super PAC. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right, Earl. So where are these dollars coming from?
Earl, this comes from your sales tax. Every time you buy anything in San Antonio, a certain percentage of that money, pennies, go into the city's coffers. It also comes from real estate taxes. And so the city's portion of your real estate tax bill goes into a general fund. That general fund goes to pay for things like this.
Well, didn't this come about because there was more income coming from CPS Energy?
That's right. So they decided
we have this bonus money. What are we going to do with it? And this was some of the deciding, let's deal with climate change. It's also, let's deal with reproductive
You're
justice.
You're right, 100%. And then so, Earl, this also comes from every time you turn a light switch on in your house and you pay your bill, the city makes revenue from that. And so this all gets commingled into a big fund, and which we call the general fund. And from there, we spend this money. But this debate about the $500,000 for the reproductive fund and then now the $100,000 for transportation to get your abortion in other states, this arises from a debate about what to do with that CPS Energy surplus that we received.
All right, let's go to another caller. Debbie is on the line. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I agree that we don't want our money spent on legal fees. That's a waste of money. We know that 3/4 of women who seek abortions are very, very poor, and most women who have abortions already have at least one child. So we can help women the most by dealing with poverty and reproductive health care. Thank you.
All right, Debbie, thank you for that. And you want to react to that, Manny Pelias?
Yeah, I think Debbie is very astute in talking about the upstream problems here, right? And that's this $500,000 that was set aside, if I remember correctly, more than a third of it would be dedicated to the upstream problems that we're talking about, which is poverty, right? And housing and just basic access to healthcare. And so, you know, doing this root cause analysis of why, you know, too many women are seeking these abortion services, I think is something that is a smart thing to do in this big conversation.
So the number again is 833-877-8255. If you've got a question or a comment for Manny Pelias about this issue, about the Reproductive Justice Fund. So let me challenge you, push back on this argument that this is a bad idea to support the fund because of the legal fees, how much it would cost us legally.
Yeah.
And there are many times the city council engages in legal fees. Right. This is not a unique situation. We mentioned Chick-fil-A earlier. But the city is frequently sued and for doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We put people on trial, very expensive trials sometimes, because they did a bad thing, you mm-hmm. know? And this is like, well, you know, is this trial going to cost too much to hold this person accountable for doing something bad? It doesn't really, this is what cities do. They stand up for the values of their, you know, the majority of the people. Mm-hmm. What are your mm-hmm. values? And we were going to support that. If it cost us $100,000, $200,000, who knows how much, but this is what the people want. Then what's wrong with that?
I was just having a conversation with somebody outside about exactly this point. And to that, I responded, you know, it's easy to do charity work with other people's money, right? It's also easy to pick righteous litigation fights, knowing that you're going to be incurring hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in attorney's fees when you're not having to spend that money. And again, remember that it's nice to pick these righteous fistfights with the legislature or other people. It's nice, it's fun, and it actually makes you feel good and you're standing up for your values when you're out there fighting on the right side of an issue. But you're not doing this in a vacuum, right? At the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for it. And don't forget, folks, right? We are in a city that whose needs eclipse by many orders of magnitude the amount of money that we have, right? So we've got a homeless problem. We've got a domestic violence problem. We've got a hunger problem. We've got a literacy problem. We've got a diabetes problem. We're trying to solve for all of these things. And so simply saying, hey, you know, but it's the principle, it's the point of the matter, that's great. But don't forget, right, that every one of those dollars that we're out there fighting for, a principled $100,000 fight, is money that could be used to save a family from homelessness, right? Those are very real crises that we're saving people from too. So, and that is the difficult job of being an elected official, is balancing those competing interests.
Right, but the other side of that is there's a person who is having a problem pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be forced in order to carry that pregnancy to term because they could not afford to go to New Mexico to have an abortion. That's also not a good position to be
in. It's a terrible position to be in. Just for those folks that are tuning in right now, your friend Manny Pelaez out here, I'm 100% pro-choice. I want those women to be able to access that healthcare, right? I want to make sure that everybody is also aware that with or without this $100,000, the organizations out there that are doing this are already doing this. They've been doing this for a long time. They'll continue to do it, right?
Well, they're running out of money.
And if people feel very, very strongly about this, the way that they give to TPR during the spring drive, those organizations are also willing to accept your donations to help make this happen. So the question then is why tax dollars? Why municipal tax dollars? And that's a question that I have a difficult time answering. If when somebody says, well, I'd rather you spend $100,000 plus put the money in the pockets of a lot of litigators than helping me out with HPV viruses or my kids' vaccinations or just simple staples like food.
Right. And so when this was debated with the budget, you were on the dais and you were saying, I don't want the media to focus on this issue. There's a lot in the budget. This is just a small part of the budget, the Reproductive Justice Fund. Okay. And you were on the dais and you were saying, don't focus on this. It seemed really odd that you would be doing. Are you going to be telling people what's news and what's not news, what to cover and
no,
what not to cover?
I leave that to you. But again, I want to make sure that you and I are both speaking about the facts. And the facts are that when we voted on a $3 billion budget, what I said, Mike, was, please remember that we're passing a $3.8 billion budget that was going to house people, feed people, pull them out of domestic violence, pull them out of poverty, give them homes, and that we're talking about a $500,000 spend here, which is a 0.00017% of our budget. That's what I said, and I said that I hope the media completely reports on the entire budget, not just what you said, Michael.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to say goodbye to Manny Pelaez, and we're going to move on to talking about the history of public broadcasting. Manny Pelaez, good luck to you. Thank you for coming on today.
Good job. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
The EarthX 2024 Environmental and Sustainability Congress of Conferences is happening in Dallas, April 22nd through the 26th, bringing together all sides with one important mission: protect our planet. For info, earthx.org.
And I'm David Martin Davies, and thank you for joining us today as we have our spring fundraising drive. This is an important part of keeping your public radio station strong. You listen for in-depth news and critical conversations every day, just like the one we just had with District 8 City Council Member Manny Pelaez discussing the Reproductive Justice Fund, not being confined to just sound bites, being able to have a conversation and back and forth, follow-up questions, trying to really get to the nuance of this complicated issue. And so you're not going to get that anyplace else. We want you to be able to hear the news and decide what is it that you think is going on with the city and what do you support and what's the direction for the policies that are crafted with the city of San Antonio. You're not going to get that other places. So that's why you support public radio. But we do need you to support public radio with your wallet. And you can give us a call right now. The number is 800-622-8977. And joining me now to tell you more is Joey Palacios.
Thanks, David. You know, one of the things I really love about what we do here at TPR is we can bring that live feel to what's going on. Like, we just had Councilman Pelaez in here a moment ago talking, as you mentioned, about the Reproductive Justice Fund, which is a very big topic among minds of San Antonians right now. And so one of the things I've always appreciated about The Source is how it, like, reacts immediately to things that are going on right now. So you and Kayla do a fantastic job every day putting this show together. And putting this show together takes the support of our listeners. And you can support Texas Public Radio by calling 800-622-8977. That's 800-622-8977. There's also tpr.org and the TPR app. There's like this really big like red donate button. You cannot miss it. And you can put all your information in there, and it takes about 2 minutes, and then you've supported public radio, and you know that you're supporting it every day, pretty much in any amount that you would like to give, whether that's $5 a month, $10 a month, or you can do the McLean Circle at $1 a day if you would like to. You can think about like putting like $1 in a vending machine for public radio every day. So your support means the world to us. So call us at 800-622-8977 or tpr.org.
In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going back to The Source, and we're going to be having a discussion about the history of public broadcasting. Josh Shepard's with us. He's the author of a book called Shadow of the New Deal and how public broadcasting has changed America. And it's quite the story, quite the journey, and there were lots of fights. Fights are still going on in order to preserve public broadcasting. And, you know, having a channel, a system dedicated towards covering news and information that is not running through a filter of what do the sponsors think, what do the people think, how do we serve the listeners? That's what we're all about. That's our North Star when it comes to deciding what are we going to do today on Texas Public Radio. What are we going to do? How are we going to, what issues will we include on The Source? We think about what the listeners need to know, what they want to know, what will they support. And that's why we turn to you during these times, these pledge drives. Your support is essential. Your donation is essential. We cannot do this without you. It's one pledge at a time. Give us a call right now and do your part. The number is 800-622-8977, 800-622-8977. Joey, I have too many numbers in my head right now.
There's a lot of numbers right now.
Yeah, so go ahead. Go ahead and pitch.
800-622-8977 or tpr.org.
Erie, Pennsylvania is known as a boomerang county. It's boomeranged from voting Democrat to Republican and back in recent presidential elections.
We have an urban core. We have suburban areas. And if you go south of Interstate 90, it's rural. So that's why we're kind of a bellwether county. They say how Erie goes, Pennsylvania goes.
I'm Elsa Chang. We will take you there on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Ari Shapiro, host of NPR's All Things Considered. There's something powerful about knowing you can tune into public radio anytime and get caught up on what's happening around the world. You can be surprised by a story you probably won't hear anywhere else and touched by the knowledge that we have more in common than we might think. Making a donation to this station helps us continue providing listeners like you with diverse perspectives, cultural relevance, and trusted journalism. Please give today. So please renew your support today at tpr.org. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Gage Davila, and I report for TPR from the Rio Grande Valley. I'm from the RGV, and the stories I covered this year took me all over South Texas. In Port Isabel, the former shrimping capital of the world and my hometown, I reported on the city's shrimping industry declining from the U.S. importing too many shrimp. In Harlingen, I spoke with the migrants who survived a deadly crash in May that killed eight as they continue to live their lives in the RGV. And as SpaceX continues to build out its facility at Boca Chica Beach, I continue to document its harms to one of the most ecologically diverse places in the world, along with the gentrification in neighboring Brownsville that comes with it. While many reporters from all over the country parachute in, I get to live and report in the valley, holding power to account and amplifying the voices of residents who have gone unheard for too long. This would not be possible without the continued support of TPR's listeners. Make a pledge now at tpr.org. Thank you.